Happy Friday, everybody, and thank you so much for downloading the Be Our Guest podcast. Today's episode of the show is brought to you, as always, by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time to put pen to paper for the next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Disney Cruise Line vacation, work with one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less. These agents are passionate Disney fans, but more importantly, they are professional travel agents who are going to take care of you from start to finish on that next trip. They're going to get you the best financial deal possible, and it'll cost you nothing extra to use their services. And you should also know that the Magic for Less Travel is an earmarked Disney agency, which means that they have been recognized by Disney for tremendous growth of their business and also outstanding customer service. Check them out today. They're the best out there. And let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. They're over at themagicforless.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
We are people of Canada, people of many origins, people from different parts of a country that is both vast and varied. From the Maritimes, along the rocky coasts of the North Atlantic. From Quebec, with its French heritage and joie de vivre. From Ontario, the most populated and industrialized province of all. From the plains and prairies of the heartland, where we tend vast fields of grain. From the mountains and the shores of the west and the tundra of the far north. But most of all, we are Canadians. We bid you welcome.
Welcome to episode 834 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday to you, and this is a great one for me because it is spring break 2015, baby. That's right, we are out for spring break next week, and I couldn't be happier. This one came at a great time because if they would have made me teach one more day, I don't know that I would still be employed as a public school teacher because I need a little time away from the constituents, my little kids, because they're ready to get out and play. I'm ready to get out and play. So let's take a little break. And, you know, no better way to kick it off than by talking some Disney. So joining me today for another March Madness episode, which I am so pumped about. The first two have been awesome. Today's is going to be great as well. We have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com. First question, Ricky, how was the chicken on Sunday night?
The chicken was fantastic. I have to admit, it was perfectly juicy and deliciously barbecued. So I thought it was a win. I thought it even lasted in the microwave because I took it out halfway through the live show and put it in the microwave to keep it warm, and it even lasted, so it was all good.
I was so mad that I neglected to ask that on Wednesday's show, so I had to ask you because, I mean, I'm sure like our listeners from Sunday night are just like,
they
hanging
need
on, like,
to know
the
how
chicken?
The chicken was. I mean, they needed to know. So had baked beans with it and macaroni and cheese. It was a good meal. It was a good meal.
Was it the sheep chicken from that was from Father of the Bride, I think.
We had to. But then we watched The Walking Dead, and that, and then I didn't ever want to eat ever again. So,
never seen it. Don't care. Anyway.
Yeah, don't ask. It was not a pretty one this week. So yeah.
So Pam had some internet issues. She flew back. No kidding. She flew back from Walt Disney World to Pittsburgh, just in time to record this podcast to get home to no internet, no cable. So she sends her best wishes. She will be back with us next week. Debbie is MIA. We were just talking to Debbie within the hour, and now we cannot get a hold of her to record. So, Debbie, we don't know. You know, where's Debbie? You know,
where's Debbie? This is one of those instances where this is true. Where's Debbie?
So we have, again, March Madness. We have a super sub, a celebrity in the Disney community that gets you off the couch. Mr. Brett Young from Up In. Get this. I love this. Moose Jaw, Canada. How's it going, Brett?
It is going good. Thank you for that introduction, because I don't know who you're talking about, really.
Aw, he did the Canadian thing, a boot.
That's awesome.
Get ready for some slang, people.
Oh, love it. I said, you know, after we get done recording, we're going to go hang out. You know, it's a Friday night, and go do some pickup hockey down at the local rink. It's a dream of mine, seriously.
Yep, bring the polar bears and the sled dogs.
It's awesome. All right, so Brett joined us. You know, we had the Facebook thing going on there, over 100 entries. Ricky put everybody put a number next to every person's name. Went to some crazy website, picked out four numbers. Brett was one of the folks that got picked and really excited because, you know, we're going to talk about whatever you want. It's your show, Brett, but I kind of want to just start off by saying, you know, I completed my first marathon this past January, a couple months ago now.
And yes, you did.
But you had a huge part in that. And I wanted to be able to get you on here to say thank you because, you know, you're so motivational. If you follow Brett, and again, Brett's Twitter is Mr. Brett Young, do follow because, you know, the get off the couch thing. It's motivational, and it has motivated me over the past few years to actually achieve that finish line back in January. So, first of all, before we get rolling, I just want to thank you for the positive vibes you set off for physical, you know, activity and getting out there and not just being a bum because, you know, I was getting into a bum stage, but you kind of got me going again. So I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you even saying that, but like I said before to many of the people that I follow, it's just you guys doing it as well and just watching you pick up the sport and going with it and just the miles you're putting in, the stuff that you're doing is just awesome. But like I've said to people before, I said, if I can do this, anybody can do this. It just requires getting up and actually moving.
Oh, I'm supposed to actually move. Okay.
Yeah, it's the moving part. And that's the hard part that kind of you start off and you don't feel like, I mean, I started learning to run around the laps of a gym and couldn't barely make it through two. And then I look back 6 years and I go, hokey smokes, where did that come from? Because, wow, the time you put in is what you're going to benefit out of it.
Absolutely. That's so true. And we had you on the show, and that's been probably a couple years ago. But, you know, you've gone from, you know, deciding I want to get out there and, like you said, doing a couple laps around the gym to completing the Dopey Challenge. So we're not going to make this whole show about that. But for those listeners that are new to the show and, you know, maybe didn't catch that old one, you can just search it up at brguestpodcast.podbean.com. But, you know, just give it in a nutshell, give everybody kind of your journey to what it was like to cross that finish line for Dopey. Because I'm hoping to do that myself next year. And I cannot even imagine what that must feel like.
And I'm going to root you on the entire way because I would really have to second guess myself doing that again. And it's not so much it's the getting up in the morning.
Yeah,
it's so the getting up in the morning, like just 4 days. It wasn't even so much as the crossing the finish line or going to the start line. It was like, okay, it's 2 a.m. I have to get up, and now I have to make my way over to Epcot. And the morning, and those that have run it or ran it this year, the morning of the 5K, from what I heard, was one of the coldest starts that they've had for a Run Disney race. And it was brutal, but it was awesome. It was the whole weekend, just the support of, you know, 30,000 people, and you're all there trying to accomplish the same thing, and you're all cheering each other on. And I went into it with not a time goal, which is weird for me because I like to beat my own time. And I said, no, I have to go into this without a time goal. And I'm so glad I did because I got to relax on the course. I just kept my pace. I got to see people who I followed on Twitter, I follow on Instagram, and I got to meet those people and just see their journey. And that's what kept me going. Was just going like, wow, look at where they've come. Okay, I can do this.
And I think that's what's really cool about, you know, the social media and the Disney community, because, you know, like you're in Canada, you know, and I get to see like you working out at the gym because you always post your workouts and, you know, just stuff that's going on in your life. And we would never, ever have this connection because I'm here in the middle of the United States. Mm-hmm. But yet, you know, you've motivated me all this time and, you know, people all over the country, all over the world have motivated me. And I've, you know, got to experience something, mm-hmm. you know, I'm a marathoner, as you are. And, you know, it's like I never, ever,
ever. Isn't that cool to say?
I know, isn't it? Because I never, seriously. I mean, because.
Like, Mike, you have to think about that. You get to say, like, I was reading something yesterday, and it still boggles my mind. It goes, okay, less than 1% of the population of the world has run a marathon.
It's crazy. I mean, because I'm as regular guy as they get. I am not, like, some, you know, elite fast athlete. I just, you know, it just cracks me up. But, I say that because anybody can do this, and you got to take that first step. But you know, and it's like, you know, that's what everybody says, take the first step, but really it becomes easy, and it more quickly than you might imagine becomes a part of your lifestyle, which it is for me now. And it's like, you know, I never thought that I would get cranky because I couldn't get in a run. Like there was one day where I couldn't get a run in. I'm like, oh my God, I'm not going to make it today. Like it's my run day, you know? And it's like, I would have done anything to get out of a run 3 years ago. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah. And it's just all about, you know, how much you're willing to put into it. Like, since I've been back, I said, you know, my goal, and I've watched your goal, and I think it's awesome that you're doing the 10 miles and all that kind of stuff. But I said, okay, now I'm going to kind of back off this, and now I'm going to look at overall fitness. So I've been starting to work with kettlebells. I've been starting to do more of a high-intensity interval training. And, oh my goodness, has it helped my running. So
really?
But I'm sitting here with you right now, Mike, and I'm going, and you guys, and I'm going like, oh my goodness, like I'm talking about fitness where 6 years ago I would be on here talking about what I had at Ohana last night.
Hey, those are both valid things. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry. Ohana? Oh my goodness. That, yeah. After a run, that is probably the best place to be.
Absolutely.
And that's why I love
there's Disney stuff right there.
Oh yeah. That's so true. And you know what? That's why, like, now when I go to Disney, I'll get up early before the rest of the family. I'll go out and just do like a 5 mile run or something real quick in the morning before it gets real hot. And then, you know, I'm guilt free the rest of the day. You know, I can tear up whatever I want. Ricky see me like down one of those gigantic cupcakes from the Big Top Treats, you know, in like 3 bites.
Oh, yeah.
You're always hungry when you run. Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous.
But I heard that, you know, calories don't count at Disney.
That's what I heard.
No, no.
Like, I'm okay with that. So, you know what? Sometimes I kind of look and I go, yeah, that treadmill, that's going to have to wait because I need that funnel cake right now.
Amen. All right. Well, let's talk about some of your likes down at Disney. So, you know, you mentioned that, you know, Ohana, great place to eat, of course. But, you know, before we start recording, you know, this just the current events, there's lots going on. Man, Disney has announced a lot of stuff in the last couple of weeks. But I know that you are now, and this cracks me up, you're a Frozen expert. So what do you think about the sequel coming out?
I realize that they're going to get more of my money after when they release it. Because, oh my goodness, my two nieces, Chloe and Mia, are just like, they're the diehards. I'm watching, but you know what I think is funny is just watching YouTube and seeing what a phenomenon has been created by this. I mean, whether you like it or not, and whether you think, well, it doesn't belong in Epcot, sorry, that's going to bring people in.
Oh, yeah, and the sequel, I mean, because somebody asked me the other day, like, is the sequel going to make money? Of course, it's going to make so much money because, you know, you're going sight unseen just on the first movie. Yeah. Everybody loved it. I mean, it's going to make a killing.
Yeah. And I don't know about the release date in Norway, but I mean, would it be this year? Would it be closer to when they're going to release Frozen 2?
Like, it's, they're doing supposedly 2016 is what I've heard. So I'm sure it'll beat Frozen 2 out. Yeah. You know, so we'll see what happens with that.
The longevity of the place is definitely going to be, or the longevity of the brand is definitely going to be there.
I agree. I kind of question people who say that it's not like going to be this withstanding franchise. And I don't necessarily think that's not true, because I think it is like The Little Mermaid. You know, it has spoken to girls. I mean, I look at my niece and I know that it has spoken to girls that, you know, when I was that age, it was The Little Mermaid for me. That was it.
And that's my sister, Becky, too, Ricky. She said that. She's looking at these. And I remember all the toys she had.
Right.
Of The Little Mermaid when she was little, and I went, this is my niece's Little Mermaid. This is it.
Right, exactly. So whether you like it or not, this is The Little Mermaid for now. You know what I'm saying? And so it's definitely going to withstand the test of time, I think.
Absolutely.
But, you know, whether you have Frozen fatigue or not, that's a whole other issue.
Well, we're heading back to Disney in the summer, and I'm already hearing about the stuff they've got going on there. So I'm going, okay, so we're heading back again, and here we go.
So, so tell us about that trip, because, you know, we want to get into the Walt Disney World aspect of it. And, you know, you go down a lot. You know, what are some of your favorites and must do's, especially when you go with your nieces?
Oh, with them, it's this time will be Mia. She's turning. Oh, she is turning 4 years old today. It is her birthday today. Aww. So she is excited because her present is going to the Bippity Boppity Boutique.
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. And Uncle Brett is chipping in a little bit of that to help her out get the full makeover.
It takes a lot of chipping in for that place. Let me just tell you.
It takes a little bit of chipping in. But we're actually going to be, we're excited because we're going to be staying at the Beach Club Villas again.
Oh, nice.
Which we're going to enjoy. And we're also staying at the Saratoga Springs Villas as well. So we're taking a villa trip for 2 weeks.
Wow.
So now, kind of nice.
What made you pick those two resorts? I mean, I would imagine the villas over at Beach Club, you know, Two Reasons location and maybe Stormalong Bay, but anything else?
For our family, Mike and Ricky, it is total washer and dryer experience.
That makes sense. Yes.
Yeah, we're kind of with a family of seven and with two little girls. Like I travel with my mom and dad a lot when we go to Disney World and stuff. And my mom is very much, I wish I had a washer and dryer. I am not going back to Disney World unless I have a washer and dryer in the suite. So yeah, it's very, yeah. So it's all about the washer and the dryer.
That's so funny, though, because my wife has come around, and I have, too. Like, when we go down in the summer, we're going to go for a little bit over 2 weeks this summer because we have the cruise in the middle there with the podcast cruise. But we have learned that if you just take, like, an afternoon and throw some stuff, and, you know, if you have a villa, then you can do it, like, continually. But we stay at, like, a moderate resort, and there's a laundromat by the pool. So we just, you know, we like, raid the laundromat. Like, we take it and just throw them in, like, seven different washers, you know, and do, like, one big, you know, seven loads at one time. But man, it's so nice because you don't have to pack quite as much, and that's huge.
Well, we stayed at the yacht club last summer, and the one thing, and that we love the resort, love the location, love everything about the yacht and beach club. But the one thing that we found, no washer and dryers.
Yeah, that's true.
So we found that it was like, you know, we would get back from Epcot around, you know, 10 o'clock at night, and it was like, okay, let's get to the pool because we need to get a washer and dryer. So, yeah, we said this time we're just going to, you know, we'll spend that little bit extra because we just kind of want that little bit of a perk of having a washer and dryer in there.
You know, you don't want to go 90%. That's why I tell people with Disney vacations, you don't want to go 95% of the way and regret, like, oh, we should have done this. You know, like, if you're going to go, just go get what you want, exactly what you want, so you can have the time of your life. You know, don't regret.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's good that you're doing that.
And for me personally, I am totally looking forward to going back to 1989 and walking down Hollywood Boulevard without that hat.
Oh, it's so nice. I'll just tell you, you know, having been there, last week, it's so gorgeous to see just the way it was supposed to be, you know, with it, but it's also kind of jarring because we're where's the hat? You know, just at first, because it's been there for so long that
I didn't realize how long it had been there.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean,
and so I heard, like, I was watching my Twitter time ago and people were crying about the hat, and I'm like, no.
No, you got this wrong.
Yeah, no, you have it wrong. It's good. It's good. It's gone. It's
right.
Good.
Right, yes. Right. Yeah, I had somebody, I heard them saying as I was walking in the studios, you know, oh, the hat's gone. and they took it down, and they were like, why? And I, instead of just going into the whole thing, I just was like, it was falling apart. Because it kind of was, in a way, you know, like, it needed a paint job for sure, and I'm sure it wasn't in the best condition when they took it down, so I just went with that, and it was just much easier to explain to people who don't go to the parks all the time instead of the whole story of what was going on. But yeah, it's crazy to think of that, the number of people that are sad about the hat being gone, though, for sure. Yeah.
And that's fine if they want to have that, but I will be cheering when I'm walking down that in the summer.
Brett, how do you feel about the wand on top of Spaceship Earth? Were you a fan of that?
Oh, no, I watched that go down, and I was cheering. We were staying at the Swan when it was coming down, and I was watching it go bit by bit, and a little tear was coming to my eye.
Awesome. You're a traditionalist. There you go.
Yeah. There's. I like the new stuff, but yeah, there's a part of me that's like, yeah, I like the traditional.
All right. I have to.
Go ahead.
I have to. How do you feel about Canada and the nice rollers? I have to. I'm sorry.
It's tough because when we were discussing that, because a lot of my family, we go down and stuff like that, and we've watched people say how much they either dislike it or that they enjoy it, and it's, you know, if you like it, awesome, that's great. And we stood and we watched it, but it's really interesting how many people think that it's so. What's the word I'm looking for? There's so much of it up here. I mean, we cut wood, but we cut wood to put on a fire when we're camping. And for those like of us that are think that we can wield axes and throw them, we do without cutting our foots off.
Oh, okay, good, or good.
But it's not as commonplace. Like I live in the Prairie Province of Saskatchewan. It's flat. I can watch my dog run away for 5 miles. Like, that's welcome to Canada. For me personally, if you're looking for that, like, I mean, if you're looking in the big cities, yeah, you can definitely find that, those kind of shows and stuff, but it's definitely not as intricate as some may think it out to be.
Well, let me ask you this. Like, do you know anybody, or have you ever, here's the question, or anybody you know, have you ever log rolled or whatever you call it? I mean, because, like, I've never rodeoed, you know, and people think, oh, Missouri, you know, people ride bulls or whatever. You know, no. I mean, my cousin does, but he's the only one I know in the whole world that does this stuff. So
I know nobody that has ever log rolled before in my life.
Very good.
Never. I don't know anything. Yes. I would love to try it because
I think,
wow, that would be kind of cool to do. But I need to find a place where there would actually be a log. And, like, and you know what? To watch the people that do it, amazing. That is awesome. Curling? Yeah, that's a national pastime.
So right.
If there was a curling show in Canada, you trust me, all the Canadians that were in the park that day, we would come. We would stay there for 3 hours to watch it.
See, that's another thing I want to do, curling, man. It looks, we get the broom and and the rock. And, I mean, like, when the Olympics are on, I'm, like, locked into that. But, you know, it's the only time I watch it, every 4 years.
Yeah. No, for some people, it's like golf. I can't stand watching golf. There's no point to it for me. I can't do it. I'm just looking and going, golf, really? Okay, hit the ball. Great. Awesome. But with curling? Oh, my goodness. You know, the sweeping,
the
throwing.
Is it just pushing something with a broom? Is that all it is?
No, it's the intensity.
But it's so intense. It's the turning. It's like, oh, my goodness, are they going to get into the button? But you know what?
It shows you how much I know. What's a button?
It's like the bullseye.
They look at you and they go, really, curling? And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a Canadian pastime. Put a curling rink in Canada and you would have people flocking to Epcot.
I always thought they should put an ice skating rink at least, you know, at minimum, because you know what? Ice skating is exotic to probably.
Hey, and they showed how well it would do
yes.
with the whole frozen summer fun thing last year. It's not returning this year. So boom, put it in Canada. Perfect. Let's do it.
We would be all for it. We did kind of have to laugh though, because when we did walk in, because the girls did want to go play in the snow, like to make all the snow, but the snow was way too hard. Where we're used to softer snow up here,
right?
So my 7-year-old niece Chloe, she just was like, no, I'm okay not playing in this because it's fake snow.
it was the shavings from the Zamboni. That's exactly.
I know,
we
kind of did laugh about that one. We're like, yeah. Yeah, but you know what? It was neat. Like, I mean, we just thought it was cool that they tried to do all that stuff. But no, the ice skating thing, oh, put that in there and you'd have people flocking to Epcot and doing all that.
I mean, Canada has nothing besides that Martin Short video. So, you know.
Moose Jaw is mentioned in it.
Oh, there you go. I never knew that.
Yes. Next time you're in there, keep a listen out for, what they say, with great cities as such as Moose Jaw. And that's usually when you know we're in the theater because you'll hear us cheering.
We do that.
We've only been asked to leave once. I'm just
awesome.
Kidding. They didn't.
No, but I wish they would put in ice skating because I just think it was super popular down there for the Frozen Summer event last year. And the rink was tiny. And they even, you know, they squeezed in. So you were in there, Brett. You mentioned it. But did you see like the little exhibition like between sessions where they'd have a couple of people out there figure skating and ice dancing?
It was cool. One of my nieces is actually, she is in figure skating. And she watched and she said it was so cool to see them do that. And she said, Uncle Brett, it's so cool watching them. And they're doing it in such small of space.
That's it. Yeah, it's like in a closet. I mean, get props, you know?
Oh, no, they did a fantastic job.
All right, let me ask you something else while we're in here because we're talking about current events. So the 24-hour day is coming up at the end of May to kind of kick off summer. And I mentioned on the live show Sunday night that I know, it's because I'm getting old, man. I know how I feel at like 11 o'clock at night in the Magic Kingdom. If I've been there for 10 hours, 12 hours, I'm just like done. Like, put a fork in me. I can't even make it to the bus corral. So you are more energetic, I believe. But could you make 24 solid hours of Magic Kingdom fun?
You say stick a fork in you. I say stick a Starbucks in me and I'll be good.
See, I don't drink Starbucks. That's my problem.
Like, put a Starbucks. I'm just, people say, you know, traditionalists. That's one thing I'm glad they changed. Put a Starbucks in there and I am happy.
You'll have to get down there and try
happy.
It.
There you go. I like it. I mean, I kind of agree with you. Starbucks, boy, that can make me perk up just as good as anything. So, yeah, I'm with
now,
you.
I mean, if people, like, I know they've done it before. I don't know. The longest we lasted was one time where it was July the 3rd. The park was extra magic hours open till 3 a.m. And then they were reopening at 8. Oh. And we lasted, I think we lasted until 2, and that was it for us.
Oh. Yeah, I think
for me, it's just kind of like, you know what? If you're going to do it, do it. But I mean, now that you have a hub expansion, sure, throw a sleeping bag down on the grass.
Absolutely. I mean, that's all you see nowadays. You don't even need the sleeping bag. People are just passed out in the grass. So yeah,
throw yourself on the grass and you're fine. Well, Mikey, we'll bring you Starbucks. It's all good.
Right.
It will look like a homeless camp in there on the 24-hour day.
I mean, really, how many people are going to be passed out on that lawn? Seriously, it's going to be just people passed out everywhere on that lawn on the 24-hour day. I just know it. That's all you're going to see is a sea of sleeping people.
Okay, so let me ask both of you this question. I'll ask Ricky and Brett. So let me ask Ricky first. I'm curious. So is it cool? Okay. Is it good form to lay down on the AstroTurf? You know, we've kind of established that it's not really grass. So, I mean, is that bad form? I mean, if you're taking a nap there, I mean, is it a park? What is this new space?
I think that the napping is like an inadvertent like accident. Like I don't think that they thought, hey, people are gonna nap here. So I mean, I guess it to each their own, but to me, I personally wouldn't do it.
Wait till you're tired at like 3:30 in the morning on the 24-hour day.
It's a little much to me, but then again, I mean, you know, I don't like laying on things that people have walked on usually. So, I mean, you just think of all the stuff that people have tracked in on the grass. Again, I use that in quotes. It just kind of makes me, you know, I have a little bit of a germaphobe thing to me, so I can't. But I don't think I could. I mean, I don't think that I could like sleep on real grass either. But at least I can sit down on real grass. I don't know. I couldn't fall asleep on it. I don't think my brain would be okay with it. I think my brain would freak out. So yeah, I don't know. To each their own, I guess. So.
Have you not camped out though next to an electric outlet for your iPhone? I think you have done that. And that's probably 10 times grosser than the grass.
If I do, I usually sit in a chair. I tend not to sit on the ground unless I like absolutely have to. So
all right.
Yeah. I'm kind of a germaphobe. And so
that might keep you alive.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
All right, Brett, so what are your feelings on the new hub and how it's being used nowadays?
Well, if you're going back to the sleeping thing, no one's kicked me off the TTA for sleeping there.
Well, that's true. See, I could sleep on the TTA perfectly fine. Yeah. I mean, you know, yeah.
And you know what? If it's at the hub and it's on the grass, you know what? I'm just going to take my Mickey ears, turn them upside down, and I can make some coin. Just like sitting there.
That's it.
Hey, you know, all you need is a guitar and maybe
bring a little harmonica.
Right.
And just kind of play as they go. And you know what? By the time security kicks me out, I'll just have enough money to get another Starbucks.
There you go. I love it.
So now we've established that you're a traditionalist. So we have, you know, lots of changes going on. The hub is one of those things. Also the Polynesian, you know, it's going through a lot of big changes there. So talk to us. I mean, are these, you know, because I was kind of negative on them at first and I'm kind of coming around like when I was down there for Marathon Weekend, I thought that, you know, other than they're missing the waterfall, it's beautiful in the Polynesian and also the hub. I haven't been there yet, but it looks nice. Like I'm buying into it. So as much as I didn't want to like it, I do.
That's where we stayed.
Okay. So tell us about it. I mean, what do you think?
When we walked in, you know, the first thing as a traditionalist, do you think, where's my waterfall?
Right. Of course.
Because like the scenery's changed. But after about 10 minutes, I honestly went, okay, there's so much space here.
Right.
There's space for me to sit and I can sit and I can wait and it's good. And I, you know what? I'm a smell guy and it still smelled the same.
It does. It still does. It's crazy.
I was okay with that. If the smell had changed, I would have had issues and would have gone to the front desk.
Where's the smell? Let the smell back. Yeah.
Or I want a discount. So what we enjoyed, and you know what? The thing was, is that what we liked personally, we talked about this after we got back, was that we really weren't affected by like the construction, which was awesome.
Yeah.
They did their best to keep it minimal, and really, we the pool was out of commission, but there was still the quiet pool and stuff like that. But as for the changes, I think it's going to look good.
I agree. It's
going to look really good. I just saw some pictures of the splash pool with those buildings, and they look incredible. So you know, if everyone wants to chip in $10,000, let's go.
let's get a bungalow, people.
Pile us all in there.
That's it. Well, you know, we have a couple minutes left and I want to ask you, because you are going down this summer. So what are you looking forward to? Obviously, you know, that experience with your niece and going to Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique will be very special. No, I didn't ask you. Is she going to be Elsa or Anna? Which one?
Oh, she's an Elsa girl.
Yeah, see,
she's not. But the thing is she's going with the Bippity Bobbity Boutique. She's not sure if she wants to be Snow White, Belle, or Elsa.
Ooh.
Oh.
So we have a dilemma, and it's going to cause a little bit of panic in the house.
Oh my goodness.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah. When we were there this summer, it was just everybody was Elsa because they had just gotten a new shipment of Elsa dresses. And I mean, I'm older than you, Brett, but I can tell you, I remember when my mom had to get my sister, she's 4 years younger than me, a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We had to go like to the back door at the Target and like they brought in
that
like
was my
it
parents,
was crazy.
That was my parents.
Is that what it was?
Back at the department store, they were selling them out the back.
Oh.
I love it.
It was crazy. I still remember.
Although, Brett, you know that when she gets there, she's going to completely change her mind off of everything else. And she's going to be like, okay, I want to dress as Tiana now or something. So, I mean, you know, some off the wall thing. I don't know.
Well, we're just kind of, you know, part of us now is just thankful. We're just thankful that Disney, you know, decided, you know, in quotations, decided to catch up with the marketing. Because when those dresses, I still remember when those dresses came out, we saw a shipment come in and it was literally like pandemonium in what used to be Sir Mickey's.
I really regret the fact that when I bought my niece's Elsa doll at Christmas, you know, a year before, I did not buy an extra one to maybe sell on eBay. Stupid! How stupid am I?
I remember going into the Disney store, and I remember going, oh, look at all this merchandise. Oh, Frozen. And this is before the movie comes out. Oh, look, this is cool. And I bought the girls an Elsa and Anna. It was one of those, they're longer stuffies, very quite skinny. And I remember giving them to them, and they were looking at them. And they're going like, "What? What is this?" And I said, "Well, this is the new movie. This is Elsa, and this is Anna." And you know, then it comes out, everything explodes, merchandise is out the door, and I went like, "Then I'm looking on eBay, and I'm going, okay, girls, are you still playing with those dolls?"
No? Right. I almost took it away from my niece. I'll take this. Thank you.
That's what uncles and aunts do.
You didn't ruin Elsa, did you? Okay, she looks good enough. Let's just put her on eBay now. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happened. But no, as for the summer, what I'm looking forward to is seeing the expansion of Disney Springs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you. So what are you excited about over there? I mean, do you also agree with me they need to run Disney like all year long store for stuff like that?
That's the thing. Why are they not throwing that into a store for themselves?
Tell me. I know.
Like,
it's simple.
I thought fit to run. Love it. Mm-hmm. Like love the store. I think it's awesome. And you know, they had said to me when they first opened, because we were down there, and they said, well, we're going to have some run Disney merchandise, but it just never seemed to taken off yet in the store. But I'm like going, okay, like, you know, we've seen those expos, Mike.
Oh yeah.
Like we're talking, if you're not there the first day, or when you get there the first day, it's pretty much like you're just diving.
Well, plus, it's just crazy how fast these races sell out and these experiences at these just ridiculous prices. I mean, they're throwing these prices out there like, hey, let's see if they'll pay it. And we do. I mean, it's like,
suckers.
I am paying over $200 for the Wine and Dine Half Marathon. Over $200 for a half marathon.
But
that is ridiculous.
Have you seen that meme where it's the guy holding up the money? He's like, a new run Disney way. Shut up and take my money.
But I mean, you know what? They could take that to the next level and just throw a storefront down in Disney Springs. Oh. And, you know, even if it was just like casual people and it's awareness like, hey, there is something called Run Disney. Guess what? They do races here because most people don't know that there's anything to do with Run Disney on their vacation. But you know what? I mean, you're going to make a ton of money just selling the stuff. But I mean, just for awareness itself, I think they should do it. I don't know.
Oh, they could make, just awareness and just the stuff. And oh, no, they know what they're doing. There must be a reason because they know what they're doing because the way they have things up, like those shoes, come on. Those New Balance shoes for Run Disney. I was anti when I saw them. I was like going, are you kidding? Who is going to go buy those? Then, of course, went to the expo. Oh, look, I guess I'm going to have to. And I snuck in there trying to get a pair without having a reservation. Well, forget that. Are you kidding
Not
with me?
Not happening.
They looked at me and they said, who are you? And I said, well, I would really like a pair. I'm sorry, sir. That's not happening. So I did sneak in and I did ask a person to see if I could. And I was able to kind of get my reservation moved up. And I went in there and I got the same shoes that you have, those ones, the red ones.
You know, I shouldn't say the exact same way. I was like, there's no way I am buying those New Balance shoes. They're so expensive. And who needs the, you know, that's three pairs later.
Yeah. I run Disney. Just take it. Here's my credit card. Goodbye.
I'm so bad because, you know, over Princess Weekend, I was like, you know, this is probably the last time you can ever get those Mickey ones from 2014. And I really like them. They're so comfortable. And they just, like, they epitomize, like, Disney. They're bright. They're colorful. They have Mickey on them. And so I called Jay, or texted Jay, because I knew he was going to be at the expo. I'm like, dude, if you can get some, I can't believe I'm saying this, like, you know, just whatever it costs, I'll PayPal you the money. And he got, you know, so I have a pair sitting in a box. Like, I'm scared to put them on because I know, like, I'm saving them for the summer. Like, it'll have
that's
to be.
That's what I'm doing too. Mike, that's what I'm doing too. Okay.
You two are two peas. Let me tell you.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, it's going to be like a sports car. Like, I can only take them out when it's like 85 and sunny and hasn't rained in 2 days, you know,
of course.
That's it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They got to be pristine. Perfect.
Yeah, exactly, Ricky. They have to look good.
I love it.
Well, Brett, we're just about out of time, but man, it's been so fun today.
How
just talking about everything.
Time.
Yeah,
it's
you know,
gone by so fast.
It's crazy.
These March Madness shows do. They go by so fast.
They do. Yeah. So, Brett, how can people get a hold of you? And you know, because like I said at the top of the show, you are very inspirational. You keep us all going. You're just a fun follow. So let people know how they can follow you on the social media.
Well, Facebook, you can just add me. If you search for Brett Young, or Instagram at Mr. Brett Young, and Twitter at Mr. Brett Young.
That's so difficult.
That's pretty much how it is. And I'll be honest, I'm not always the most interesting follower, but I just enjoy it, and it's my life.
Well,
and if you don't like it, there's that little unfollow button. It's okay if you unfollow. It's not a big deal. I won't come after you.
It is not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You're a great guy, and we appreciate you taking the time to sit down with us. And we'll do this again sometime soon. And when are you going to be down there this summer?
Oh, we're down there in August.
We're in August. There in July. I was like, dang,
yes,
it'd been
we're
fun.
Going down during the hot time, but it's the only time really that, you know, us teachers can get away.
Hey, I just tell myself it's just as hot in St. Louis. I may as well be having fun. That's what
I say. Exactly.
So anyway.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Brett, thanks again. And, you know, safe travels down to you in August, and have a good rest of your school year.
Well, thank you. And thank you guys for all that you do just to promote the community, because you guys are the fun ones. And it's so fun to listen to you, and so much fun to follow you guys on Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff, because you guys just make it fun.
Well, that's our goal. And we really appreciate that. And it's because of friends like you coming on and keeping it fun. So thanks. Thanks so much, Brett.
Thank you.
All right. Don't forget today's episode brought to you by the good folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. They're going to get you to your favorite Disney destination, and they're going to make it fun. Just like Brett said, we talked about this in the ad read at the top of the show. This is vacation, guys. This isn't a second job. And some people, I think when it comes to planning their Disney vacation, it becomes like their second job, their third job, their fourth job. It doesn't have to be that way. Work with one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less. They're going to take care of the tedious things for you, so you don't have to worry about all that stuff. You can just have fun listening to podcasts, looking at park maps, you know, deciding which of the desserts you're going to get over at 50s Prime Time, or, you know, wherever, how many cupcakes you're going to eat on your trip. That's what planning should be about. Forget about, you know, all the, yeah, no cupcakes, you know, forget about all the other stuff. Just have fun. And that starts with one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less. And if you could, let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. We'd sure appreciate that. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Check out Magical Mouse Radio for great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're there at magicalmouseradio.com. And we'll have the next Be Our Guest podcast live show over on that station as well. It's going to come your way on Sunday night, April 19th at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. Again, on your home for the magic, magicalmouseradio.com. Give us a follow on Twitter. We're at Be Our Guest Mike. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And of course, join the friendliest forums on the internet, just like it was 2009, over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. All right, we're going to duck out of here and let you get on with your weekend. We hope you have a great one. Get out there and have some fun. So for Ricky, Pam, and Debbie, I'm Mike, and also Brett. What do I say now? I totally lost my train of thought.
We'll see you real soon.
That's right. I do say that. So, hey, everybody, have a great weekend. And thanks, Ricky, for bailing me out.
No
we will see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.